Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you angry? No, really. Has that one person got you fuming? Well, call them out. Now's your chance to tell them.
You know what? You just made the list.
You just made the list.
Here we go.
Let us know who's on your list. Call 615-737-1025. You just made the list. Now, on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
All right, it's therapy time. It's time to find out who or what is on your list. What have you been saving up all week? Who or what's made you mad? Give us a call, 615-737-1025. The best one will win a pair of tickets to see the Killers at Bridgestone Arena. That'll be on Saturday night, September 19th. Saturday night, September 19th. And, you know, as of right now, I would suspect that's still a go in September.
As of right now.
We've got a story if they're canceling things to September.
Yeah, we got something.
So that's what's on the line. Who would like to get things started?
Can I get a real quick good list person?
Sure, yeah.
On the good list, Kevin Love.
Yeah.
I love.
Yep.
No pun intended. I really dig how he stepped up and said, $100,000 for the arena workers right up front. You know, that's thinking, paying it forward kind of stuff. I love that he stepped up to do that. So Kevin Love on the good list.
You love it.
I love it. All right. And on the other list, I'm just going to make this very general. Because we all look at Twitter all the time, right? Twitter mm-hmm. is a great thing in a lot of ways. But I beg you, don't be the person, which will be on the list, that only gets the news feed about the coronavirus and everything's going on from that. Broaden it a little bit. Become aware. Try to filter your where you're getting the info to the people that are really in the know, right? Just so this is important. If you love sports like we do, and you know, let's take a side that you know we need to be thinking about the greater good. Your parents, your grandparents, the ones who are really susceptible to this virus is why the biggest reason we're doing this. But if you want to get your sports back quick, dive in and educate yourself on, just like we did in the last hour, the basic things you need to be thinking about. And not complaining about Twitter and trying to prove to somebody that you know something, or it's not as bad as this, or it's worse than this. That doesn't do anybody any good. Become aware. So the people that are, and they, you know it, when you go through Twitter, you see it, right? Somebody's retweeting some goofball that has said something. Just try to quiet the noise. Look in the mirror, absorb, and become aware of what we can do. Because the quicker we all do that, the quicker we're going to get back to what we all want to be doing. So there you go.
Well said.
You just made the list!
I think it goes without saying. It's a given. It's funny that you told me this off the air because I was absolutely going to do that. So we were thinking along the same lines.
Yep.
Like, for the foreseeable future, it should go without saying that coronavirus, you're on the list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
You COVID, just made the list.
COVID-19, you're on the list, man. You just ruined a great sports month. I mean, a great sports month. Some would argue the best sports month of the year.
Yeah.
And you just ruined it. So, boo you. The other thing is, I don't understand. I'm just really confused on the toilet paper, the run on toilet paper. What am I missing? What is it going for on the secondary market right now? Because it's a hot ticket.
I've actually seen a hot item. Facebook posts of people selling toilet paper and hand sanitizer for like $50.
Come on.
You people are on the list for that.
Yes.
You just made the list.
I've seen people saying, I will buy it from you for X amount of dollars if you have it. What? What? Usually we laugh about the run to the grocery store for bread and milk and water, right? I said it. And I didn't realize the impact. If you guys remember, in fact, you were still here, Willie. You hadn't left yet. I said I went to Sam's right here by their station, right here by the airport, over on Harding, after the show on Monday, and I went down the aisle of toilet paper and paper towels, and there was not a stitch to be found. And you know, they go all the way up to the ceiling, those shelves. Huge amounts of toilet paper and paper towels. Gone. Not a stitch. That was on Monday. I had no idea. I just thought, I don't know, somebody went over there and bought things in bulk. I don't know. I was confused by it. I'm like, why?
Right.
And then to where we are today on this Friday, where basically you can't even find it anywhere. What am I missing? Do you go to the bathroom more with sports being canceled? Do you go to the bathroom more? I don't understand. Why did people think they were going to be stuck in their house for 6 months?
I think that is what was happening. The people who were in the worst-case scenario mood. And this is why, going back to my rant, there's people on both ends of the spectrum, right? There's the people, what is the big deal? And then there's people like, you got to get all the toilet paper! You know, there's two...
But why
we gotta
toilet
find
paper?
We got to find the right... What?
But why toilet
because
paper?
Because they
aren't
think they're
going to
be not allowed out of their house for weeks.
Yeah, everybody thinks they're going to be quarantined for like a month, month and a half. And I mean,
like the wipes and the hand sanitizer, I get.
I knew that one.
But where did the toilet paper run? I missed that one.
Extreme. We're looking at the extreme.
Okay.
Those people also bought a lot of bread, apparently, as well.
So the people that are selling that stuff on the secondary market, come on.
You just made the list.
You're better than
that. That's extreme.
I think.
Come on.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You needed to be last because you've been bottling this up.
I know. Okay. So several ones to start with. COVID-19, as you say, on the list. China, on the list. Rudy Gobert, you're also on the list for all of this. So those three. This is the one I've been holding on to for a few weeks because it drove me nuts, like to the point of road rage was at a, 15 out of 10. So I was downtown a few weeks ago, leaving the Preds game. The soccer game had just gotten let out. There were a ton of people downtown. I don't know how I can explain this any better, but here we go. For those of you that struggle with this, pay attention. When you're walking, you're a pedestrian, and you walk to a crosswalk, you have a little electronic thing, sign, that shows you two things. There's a little man that it's a white man that says you can walk. Then there is a red hand that means you cannot walk. Mm-hmm. In some cases, we've dumbed it down even more where it says walk or don't walk. It's very clear. Yet some of you seem to struggle with this. And when I have a green light and I'm trying to cross because I have a green light, green means go, you walk in front of me anyway. And it's not just one of you. It's a whole gaggle of people that do that.
A gaggle. How many people would be in a gaggle?
A lot.
A lot.
Okay.
A lot.
A lot.
And then as I'm
more
trying to go, you get mad at me.
In that range.
Okay. Less than 40?
Eight
to a dozen. Okay. That would be a gaggle.
Yeah, you get mad at me for going, yet I have a green light. I got flipped off by three people for trying to go.
And they had a don't cross.
And I rolled the window down. I'm like, it says don't cross. It might have used some other language. Can neither confirm nor deny. But I was very upset at this point.
It may or may not have happened.
Because it didn't happen to me. You know where we park.
Mm-hmm.
We park at the pinnacle.
Look, you are preaching. I know. I see it every time. Every time I know what you're talking about.
Right. It happened not once, not twice, not thrice, but four
times.
Three times
a lady.
And it was the same. It was, and people are going to be like, well, it was busy downtown. We just need to cross. No, wait, when it says walk, it's not that hard. See, this has been building for 2 weeks. I'm going to feel so much better now. Mm-hmm.
That's what this is.
You just made the list.
This is the release. You release.
People, how dumb do you have to be? And then what happens if somebody, you know, it's just like green means go and they hit somebody, which happens, by the way.
Yeah, they don't realize that they are endangering themselves because somebody may not be paying attention. And they have a green light, and they're not supposed to be walking across the street. And guess what? Bad things happen. I know what you're talking about. I see it every time.
Drives me out of my
downtown.
Ever-loving mind.
They just walk because they're like, hey, I'm a pedestrian. I can walk.
And it happens all the time when I'm trying to
whatever I want.
When I'm trying to turn.
I have no rules.
Here's the other one. There's a red light at 12th and Broadway, okay? Right where the Tennessean used to be. Now they've built Whole Foods. For whatever reason, that light does not have a turn signal. It's just a green light. Doesn't have a turn arrow. I don't know if the people that plan this town have seen what's been going on lately, but can we please put a turn signal, a turn arrow, where I don't have to wait for 20 minutes to turn left? You know the intersection I'm talking about? It's right before.
You're talking about on the bridge?
No, well, it's just past the bridge. It's right before you get on the interstate. So if you're on
You're talking about right there at the McDonald's?
Yeah, right there at the McDonald's. It doesn't have a turn signal.
No.
It's a green light.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like at this day and time, we need turn signals.
Yeah, especially that area. Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree.
Whew.
Man.
Feel better.
That was a lot.
I feel better.
You've been holding that in for weeks.
No, I feel
I could
energy
be a different
releasing.
Person now.
You just lost like 4 pounds.
I did.
That was impressive.
I just feel the tension lifted. I even feel better. I had no dog in this fight.
I feel better.
And just, you know, also PSA, 6 feet away. I know some of you are familiar with the 3-foot rule, but just add 3 more feet.
Adam Vingan opened up our door during the break. And we said, right there. Don't go any further. 6 feet. Do not walk in here.
Ultimate Predator says, heel turn, ? Amazing man, promo master.
All right, we will come back. Loaded lines. We'll find out who or what is on your list. Your phone calls next. Here's one before we get to the phones. That I have seen this, and I'm glad I just saw another one. Again.
Can this play through the whole segment?
Yes.
This fits.
This tweet right here, which I've seen a bunch. I swear, if they cancel football, we should all riot.
Really?
So everything is okay, but if they cancel football, we should riot. This is radio. SMH. 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 SMDH. 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 Really? I've seen that.
I need to read a text.
What?
We just got put on the list. I have to put you guys on the list for not suggesting the NHL drop everyone to the points they had at 68 games in the East and 69 games in the West. Instead of trying to play 2 games, 1 game, etc., to make it even if we started the playoffs now. Still love you guys, Andrew and Tullahoma.
You just made the list.
He put us on the list for...
For what?
Did we do that?
No.
What is he talking about?
He's mad
about?
That we haven't suggested it.
Oh.
Suggest it?
Like, they just canceled
it.
They just canceled the season.
Nobody knows what they're
going
to do.
We don't know what the hell's going on.
Look, the main thing is to remain calm.
Chill out. Okay,
Doug,
you can turn it down.
Who or what's on your list? Oh, turn that down. I mean, it's making us very angry. We're getting very amped up.
Good grief.
Don't get angry. Don't get angry.
Doug, what's up? Who's on your list?
Guys, with everything that's going on with the coronavirus disease, sickness, it reminds me of a time in my youth when I was treated so very badly. So Melissa's little uppity circle, you made the list.
You just made the list.
And the reason why, me being from an older demographic, I can remember a time when a certain dot on the back of your hand, classified as a cootie shot, would save you from all kind of disease and sickness. And me being from a different financial demographic, I couldn't afford to give up my milk to get her colored ink pen on the back of my hand. So, Melissa,
you just made the list.
Who used to thump me up the side of my head to give up my milk so I could get the cootie shot? You just made the list. It brought back some bad memories. So guess what? Hashtag wash your hands.
Doug, how long have you been harboring this?
For years, because I really couldn't afford to get in that circle to give up my milk for that colored Sharpie that I couldn't afford, for the milk I had to give up that I couldn't afford, just to get her little colored shot, classified as a cootie shot, which kept me from all disease and harm, which also caused me to get hit upside my head multiple times a day. So now, guess what? We got cooties all over the world, and all I had to do was wash my hands.
Thank you, Doug, as always.
Appreciate it, guys.
Doug brings it. I love it.
By the way, Dion Lewis is going on the list because apparently you guys need to check. He's going around and blocking Nashville media members on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know a few. He hasn't gotten me yet, but I'm curious.
Okay. We'll check on that. Let's go to Scott. Scott, who or what is on your list?
Well, I'm going to pull a Hollywood Squares. I'm going to give you my joke answer before I give you my real answer. My joke answer goes to the NHL for missing the perfect opportunity yesterday to get us ready for the playoffs by not coming out and saying that the season was listed day-to-day with an upper body injury.
Okay.
But who really is getting on my list is the StubHub. I bought my kid for spring break, who's an NHL fan and an NBA fan. Worked it out just perfectly, a trip to go visit my other kid who goes to school in D.C., bought him tickets to see the Rangers play the Capitals, and two nights later to see the Lakers play the Wizards. And StubHub sends me an email last week saying, oh, don't worry about it. We got you taken care of. You bought tickets from us. Everything's going to be fine. So I call them today and say, hey, this isn't going to work. And they say, you know what? Those games haven't been canceled. They may be rescheduled. It doesn't matter if they're going to be rescheduled in 6 months or 6 weeks or whatnot. I can't use them. I bought a ticket for a particular game and another ticket for a particular game on a particular day. Doesn't do my kid any good to be able to use them if it's not during his spring break. But StubHub says if I want, I can pay them to sell those tickets to somebody else. Ooh. And I just think that's a little ridiculous in this time.
Yeah, that's no good. No bueno, Scott. Thank you.
You just made the list.
I'd like to know how that works out, by the way. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, these are, you know, it's interesting. Elijah brought up something during the break that I don't think we've thought about. But, you know, we're in unusual circumstances, kind of to Scott's call. Like, you have to make maybe different rules or changes. You have to do things a little bit differently. If there was a way to bet, because I'm sure there were, right? They were taking prop bets on, because we've seen so many football leagues start up and not finish. There was a prop bet of, I'm sure, will the XFL make it to the end of their season? If you bet no, is that a winning ticket?
Ooh, that is a very good question.
Do you win that ticket?
Yeah. Well,
because as we know, they're not going to finish their season. Their season is now done because it's been canceled. And so technically they did not play out their full season. So is that a winning ticket in Vegas at a sports book?
That's a real question.
Or online?
Because we discussed that very question like the week of the XFL premiere.
Yeah.
I would bet there's a lot of people that made a wager on that very thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the odd guy here or there. So it was probably affecting a lot of people. Well, and the caller just brought up a really interesting, the secondary market, right? Because it's one thing for a team, because every team who has a sporting event, they're season ticket holders, they're, you know, people who bought tickets to a specific game. Everybody's hoping to get as many of these games back in as they can. But at the same time, especially in a situation like that, a guy taking a road trip with his son, even if they reschedule the game, he can't go to that game.
If he's not going to be able to do it. If this is the best I could come up with, and I don't even know if it's any good or not, I would reach out to the Capitals and the Wizards and the Capitals.
Say, this is what happened.
And say, this is what happened. It was going to be on my son's spring break. Can you help me out? I'm getting nowhere with StubHub. Obviously, we can't make this trip now because he's going to be in school or what have you. and see what they say. I mean, you have a better chance with them than it seems like with StubHub.
I would think so. Now, the problem is the Wizards or the Capitals might say, well, I don't know where. Maybe they could help trace it, though. Like, okay, StubHub got it from this season ticket holder, you know, Joe Johnson, who sold the ticket to StubHub. You know, that's where the secondary market can get complicated there, where it gets out of the team's hands. The ticket could have changed hands a couple of times before it gets to StubHub, right?
Yep. The Chargers are putting out there that they are going to franchise tag their tight end, Hunter Henry. Let's go to Ben. Ben, who or what is on your list?
Yo, what's happening, guys?
How you doing?
First of all, I'm great. Thank you for asking. First of all, I just want to tell you, your show is so excellent that we still listen even when there's no sports to really talk about. So kudos to you guys for having a great show, because we still tune in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Now, there's three groups of people and one person that's made my list today. And like your boy, I've had this building for a minute.
Let's go.
First of all, people who travel or are planning to travel on purpose to areas infected with the coronavirus or with a possibility of getting the coronavirus, with the mentality that they are young and healthy and they can fight it off and it won't be a big deal, you just made the list.
You just made the list.
Just because you can survive the coronavirus doesn't mean that you're not going to be a carrier to some elderly person or some immunosuppressed person that you're going to come in contact with, and you're going to affect their lives and the lives of their families. So don't be selfish. Self-quarantine yourself if you're going to travel. Don't just go back to work. Don't just go back to school. Don't send your kids back to school if they were with you, because you're going to get somebody else sick and you're going to affect their lives.
Preach, Ben. Preach.
That's number one. Number two, people who buy all the disinfectant and the hand sanitizer. If you have it all, you just made the list. Nobody else can disinfect their hands or buy any to clean themselves with. And now we're going to continue the spreading of this virus because you have all the disinfectant.
Exactly. He's right.
He's on a roll.
Stop buying it all.
He's on a roll.
You don't need that much. You're not that clean.
You're having a counter effect. You're doing the opposite of what you want to do if you do that.
Exactly. So they just made the list.
You know what those people are, Ben? If they were on the Titanic, where would they be? They would be in a raft by themselves.
Yes, and eventually dead anyway. So right. There. So the third group of people is these, and this is the one that's been building, I'm going to tell you right now. People who take the office order to the busy deli at peak lunch hour time and place a custom order for Karen and her friends while the rest of the lunch crowd is held up waiting for you and Karen to get your special veggie sandwich because you guys are too lazy to come individually to have lunch together. No, you got to send one stupid little jabroni down to the deli and hold everybody up for 25 minutes when we all got a half an hour lunch because Karen didn't want to leave the office. You just made the list.
Ben, that's a good one. I kid you not. I was somewhere the other day, and that happened. And then they finally get the order right, and then she goes, oh, you know what? I want to change the whole order. And goes through the whole process all over again.
Exactly. The last one that made the list. And he's only kind of making the list. McCabe, I love you.
Oh, there's a yeah, but.
But you just made the list because I'm about tired of all your little tweets to Brady.
He
comes to Tennessee. You just made the list.
Ben, I just tweeted him again just a few minutes ago.
I know you did. So that's it. Right. I will hang up and listen.
Give your writer a raise. Good job.
That was good. That was good.
That was fantastic. I tweeted him this morning and said, I was too sad without sports. Just let me know when you're coming here. But then I just said, hey, Deion Lewis, before you block me, could you ask Tom Brady to let me know what he's up to and if he's coming to Nashville? Thanks.
That's good.
The point about the hand sanitizer is for real. It's funny, yeah. But it is not funny because it's absolutely the case. If you have all the hand sanitizer, that's not good. Everybody needs some hand sanitizer. You don't need all of the hand sanitizer. Come on.
He crushed it, man. He crushed it. Jonathan, who or what is on your list?
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. So I kind of just wanted to comment on the mask thing, but while I was on hold, I actually thought of someone to put on the list. I don't know this person by name, but we booked an Airbnb over in St. Louis because we had an event coming up at the end of the month. And you'd think that people would be a little understanding if you canceled due to things being canceled, because our event was canceled. But no, they don't want to give us much of a refund. They're saying they're going to charge us $500 cancellation fee for canceling within 30 days.
Really?
Really. We're fighting it, but it's like a group of four couples that were renting out this house. And I guess it's a pretty high dollar thing, but... Yeah, they're trying to charge us $500 cancellation fee for canceling within 30 days of the event, or within 30 days of our booking date, because the event was canceled.
Wow.
You just made the list!
You know, I wonder what, you know, because so much is being canceled, I wonder what,
a lot of that.
Yeah, well, I wonder what the standard operating procedures are.
Well, Airbnb, I think they have like a system. There's like less strict, more strict, and really strict, or something like that. I guess this was listed under the really strict guideline. I don't know. I didn't book it. I was just going to pay my portion and stay there. But yeah, just like, come on. Like, you know, all of these events are getting canceled. Nobody's wanting to travel right now. Just give us back our money. I mean, like, we'll pay you a little bit, but $500 for 2 days, it was two nights.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It just seems a little ridiculous to me. But I also wanted to tell y'all the reason why people are buying toilet paper, allegedly, is that they can use them to make makeshift masks. So that, because people are saying don't buy all the masks, that, you know, hospitals and stuff need them. So you can use the toilet paper to make masks, apparently. Okay. I'm not personally one to do that. I'm not wearing toilet paper on my mouth, but, you know, you do you, I guess, if that's what you want to do.
Really?
Haven't seen the toilet paper mask yet.
Let's hope we don't.
Yeah, let's not.
Yeah.
Jonathan, thank you. I'm sorry about your story, but thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, have a good day.
It's another thing that I have heard, and I would continue to try to ask the right questions for particular cases, but the mask does not do anything for you, regardless of the type of mask that you have. Yeah. Unless you are sick and you are trying not to give it to somebody, that's where the mask applies, not to prevent you from getting sick. The mask is not helping.
Wayne, who or what is on your list?
Gentlemen, I've got two quickie ones. I've got a good one, actually. You hear all the bad stories about the tickets and stuff. I got my email from the Coyotes. Yes, this morning, actually, at the Preds game, they are offering me a full refund whether it gets rescheduled or not. So the Arizona Coyotes go on the good list.
Wow. Okay. Finally, bad a good list, piece of news.
A good piece of news from the NHL, yes. The bad list, our federal government. You tell everybody to be safe. You tell everybody to quarantine themselves. That's great. And then you come out and go, well, we need you to spend money. How am I supposed to spend money? You've canceled all the events that I would want to go to. You're telling us to stay home, but you want me to spend money. What else to spend on? Amazon Prime? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Do they not have a filter? We paid 500 people to read over these scripts and press releases, and somebody missed that? Yeah, I'm just over our federal government.
Okay.
Thank you,
Wayne. You just made the list.
Hope you feel better. One more. Mike in Gallatin. Mike, who or what's on your list?
Hey, so I want to put all my friends that are still on the whole, all the sports, they're gone, rant. I understand that, you know, I miss pro sports too. Literally, if this goes on for more than about a month, I'm probably going to start pulling my hair out because I feel like it's just something that I need in my daily life. But I was trying to interweave some non-coronavirus related information out there in the Facebook world. And one of my hobbies that Chase can relate to is that Rob Gronkowski signed a deal with the WWE. So I threw that information out there like, well, if you guys want some sports but not sports information out there that we can talk about. And literally three or four of my friends go, it's not a sport. Don't talk about it. And I'm like, it's an athlete that's signing with the organization. Don't beat me up just because it's a hobby. But yeah, it let me enjoy my WWE, because I think literally that's all I have left. And if they cancel that altogether and we don't have that period, I'm going to have to watch The Bachelor with my wife, and I don't think I can do that.
Look, I do not watch that show. I don't understand the love and the fascination for that show. But the one that just ended, I just saw that they've already split.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm supposed, and again, this is not information that I'm happy to know, but apparently there's a possibility that the guy the entire time was sleeping with a producer during the entire portion of the show. Oh. So, again, I don't know how the show works, but, like, he could be living a lie the entire show. Yeah, girls, all two of you that are listening, that's a bomb that I'm going to drop on you.
Wow. Boom. Thank you, Mike.
No problem.
I don't understand the whole fascination with The Bachelor. I don't get it. Like, I would sit there, you get on Twitter, like, what night is it on? Mondays or whatever? People are like,
what are you looking at me for? I don't know.
So-and-so is a jerk. And I'm like, wow, there's this many people really
following this? Ryan Porth is all about The Bachelor.
Well, is he?
No, he and I know why he started that, because he had to, but now he's, like, into it.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get it.
Question a lot of things.
All right, we'll come back. And by the way, we're going to have David Kells before we get out of this hour. And this is going to be really interesting to talk to David, because he is the man behind the scheduling of Bridgestone Arena, which happens to be a very, very busy arena year-round. And when something like this happens, we just told you Jeff Dunham and Friends been canceled. The SEC tournament has been canceled. The NHL season has been postponed. What does actually, Jeff Dunham was postponed, moved to July, I should say. SEC tournament canceled. What does that mean in that world? What are the meetings like trying to scramble and figure all that out? Not envious of his job when it comes to that stuff, for sure. More of Darren Donick and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Gosh, we've learned on this show, don't bring up The Bachelor. It, like, takes over our breaks from people in the building. Holy cow. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. We got more than an update than we really wanted. But thanks, guys. Let's talk to David Kells.
Please do.
Yeah. He's a senior vice president of entertainment and marketing over at Bridgestone Arena. His job is very important, and his job right now is probably a little crazy. David, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Well, you have a cool job, but I would say right now I am not envious of your job. This is obviously a little bit different territory, and whenever something like this happens, in fact, we saw earlier today, we've put it out there, Jeff Dunham and Friends, not going to happen next Friday. It's been moved to July 10th.
Yep.
I think you guys put out Save Your Ticket. You can use it on that night, the SEC basketball tournament. You had this block, and now, you know, they play Wednesday night, and now that goes away. So, and the uncertainty of, oh, by the way, what is the main tenet? You know, what is it going to be for the Predators moving forward? So when all this is going on, we've had Butch Spiridon on. We've had, you know, Scott Ramsey on. How about your group? When you're in the rooms right now, David, having all these discussions, how crazy and chaotic is it to try to make all these things fall into place moving forward?
I think that's the thing that's good. It's not chaotic. You know, everybody's being calm. Everybody understands this is a unique situation that none of us have exactly been in before. And, you know, people are talking things out. Things are being talked through rationally on what the right decisions to make at each juncture for each event. You know, dealing with the national promoters, Live Nation, AEG, the Tate Group for our upcoming events. Everybody understands that, again, this is a unique situation. How do we postpone an event and move it to the right date? And to date, again, the announcements that we've had, you just mentioned Jeff Dunham. That show is rescheduled to July 10th. Wild and Out, which is supposed to be later this month, that one is being postponed as well. Billie Eilish is being postponed. Pearl Jam and Zac Brown Band were announced earlier. Everything is postponed, and everybody's kind of looking at their national touring calendar to see where the dominoes can fall and when they can come back to Bridgestone Arena. But nobody's canceled the concert yet. They're all saying, we want to come back to Nashville. We love the crowds. And so they're just looking for dates to fall as they route all the other venues and all the other buildings.
Yeah. When you talk to people that, you know, that do the same thing that you do in buildings all over the country, in busy buildings, just like Bridgestone Arena, you know, Post Malone was just here. Post Malone was in Denver last night, and they did the show at the Pepsi Center. And what is the approach right now? Most are canceling, but are there other shows that are going on as planned?
I did have an arena call with the major venues earlier today, and nobody on the call was still having events. I think yesterday may have been the last day that people were doing things, and then from then on, everybody's putting everything on pause and seeing, hey, when's the best time we can resume getting everybody together to have a big time.
And so how does the uncertainty of not knowing what the NHL is going to decide to do, whether they're going to come back and play the remaining schedule of the regular season or if they're going to, you know, start with the playoffs, how much does that make what you do difficult moving forward?
The calendar juggling is always unique and always different because, as you mentioned, we are so busy. But again, everybody's in the same boat, all major tours, all major venues. Are kind of looking at this in the same way. And, you know, people are looking several months down the line. So there's some calendar. The calendars kind of open up a little bit during the summer, so we can slot some different things in if that's when people choose to come back. So, yeah, we're just kind of playing a wait and see. Again, like you said, the NHL hit pause, and we're waiting to find out what our directions are from there. But I think we have some flexibility. You know, we're not cramming 9 days worth of shows in a row in, you know, late April or late May or June, just so we have some flexibility in case things do come back quicker.
David Kells is with us, Senior VP Marketing and Events over at Bridgestone Arena. And David, as we just keep the sports channels on, you know, one common shot that you're seeing is people going through the various buildings and wiping down seats and cleaning things up in the wake of all of this. And, of course, we're all doing this on a personal level, right? We're wiping down the surfaces here in our studio. We're all washing our hands. We're more conscious of these things. So what is going forward? I know you guys have done this similar thing at Bridgestone Arena. So how does all that process work? How do you try to communicate that to everybody?
One of the things we enlisted our housekeeping company, Jana King. They're professionals. They're a national organization, and they know what to do. So they were ahead of this. They were bringing in product and staff to help us clean as things progressed last week. You know, obviously there was a period of time when we were going to host the SEC tournament, and so we had a plan in place to do a thorough clean overnight. Then there was a plan in place to do the SEC tournament without fans, and there was a plan in place to clean other areas of the building. So they've been really, really wonderful and flexible in providing feedback to us. And so now, because we have hit pause, there's a chance to do a thorough deep clean on everything. So when the day and time comes that we're ready to jump back into full-scale business, we're ready to go.
Talking to David Kells, and one thing I'm curious about is, you know, with the NHL on pause and, you know, potentially making up games or continuing the season at some point, but how much of the process has started for next season? Because I know you have to kind of look, you know, a year or two in advance when looking at arena dates for different things. So has kind of take us through that process of what you go through of trying to schedule an 82 game or the home part of the schedule for an 82 game season.
So typically the September and October of the year prior is when we sit down internally. So it's the arena scheduling side with me and, you know, Sean Henry and David Poyle and hockey operations to map out what our next season will look like. Obviously, we always have the big chunks for the SEC tournament, the CMA awards, and, you know, we populate things around there first. And then we submit typically 60-some dates to the NHL that get whittled down to our 41 home days. You know, our typical cadence is that Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, with some other dates sprinkled in, of course. And so we submit those all to the NHL in late October, early November. They take some time to, you know, manage, you know, 31 arenas with 31 busy buildings, some with, you know, two and three tenants, some with, you know, major events like us. And then they whittle that down. We get updates throughout the year. We've gotten a couple of updates for next season already. My guess is some of that may change now because different tours are scheduling now into that next hockey season. And so building dates will change a little bit. But then, you know, we pretty much get our schedule a little bit before it's released to the public in that late June, early July timeframe.
So let's just play the hypothetical game for a second. Let's say Darren McFarlane and the Pork Chops are scheduled to play at some point in
June.
Yeah, a band. They are on the calendar for early to late June. The NHL comes out and says, "Hey, we're resuming the season. We're going to play the rest of the games, going to the playoffs." But we need the Predators to have that date scheduled because the Predators are the top tenant. Do you have to reschedule a concert, or how does that work?
Similar to what you've seen in the previous playoffs, you know, the NHL understands that we are all the arenas are big businesses and we have a lot of events. But you know, in the years past, I think the last four years or so, we've moved two events. And so that does happen from time to time. All events are aware of this well in advance. You know, we communicate all the scenarios to people. We let them know when the rounds of the playoffs are and all those types of things so that they can make a decision. Hey, yes, we're going to go forward in this time frame, understanding we might get bumped. So people are used to this, and I assume that's what we'll do going forward is, hey, if there is something hockey-related that comes up and there's a conflict with an existing event schedule, we'll see what we can do on both sides and make a decision moving forward.
How are the ticket sales currently for Darren McFarland and the Pork Chops?
We're looking at offering a Groupon for the whole show, so I'm not sure what availability is still left.
Buy any event and get that one for free.
hey, David, before we let you go, just one other thing. I think you pointed this out when Darren first brought you on, but I think it's important. You know, you seem to be saying, with all the people you talk to in the different circles, that the attitude has been a good attitude. You know, we understand that this is uncharted water. This is something that we all have to tackle together. Is that fair to say that the collective thinking going forward has to be that way, really, for all of us, but especially for what you do?
Yeah, like I said, everybody, this is our business. We put on live events, people go out on tour, people go out on the road, and fans come out to have a good time. So I think everybody's taking a similar approach to what the NHL has said. We're on pause for right now, but we will come back. We are going to do these events. Like I said, all the events I listed earlier have postponed. They have not canceled. So if you do have tickets for an event, hold on to those tickets. They'll be good when we announce the new date. Because things will resume. People will come back out to shows again. And like I said, everybody involved in the whole process understands this is unique. This is something we've not been through before, but we're all working together to, again, get back to normal.
Last thing, David, you mentioned the postponement. Wild and Out, Nick Cannon and Billie Eilish this month. It is all of April. You said Pearl Jam, and we know Zac Brown Band, they've all canceled their tours. Is everything else, how far is Dave Chappelle, Joe Rogan? Is there a status on that in April? Can you tell us anything on that?
So that one has not been postponed.
Okay.
I think they're taking the similar situation to things have changed so much over the last 3 days. Let's hang out for 3 or 4 days and see what happens.
Sure.
See where we are going forward. And I think that's where everybody else is. People are looking at things. The near-term shows obviously had to make a quick decision or quicker decision, and the ones that have maybe 3 to 4 week runtime are taking wait and see.
We're going to need that room downstairs to work. The Pork Chops need a little bit more work, so we're going to probably need that room downstairs.
Yeah, let me know when your rider comes over. We'll look to fulfill that.
David, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it.
No brown M&Ms.
That's right. Hey, thanks for doing this. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good day.
All right, David Kells. He's got a tough job, and he does a fantastic job. I've forgotten how many awards he's won over there as the Senior VP of Entertainment and Marketing for the Preds and Bridgestone Arena.
These guys are working really hard with everybody else, so you can imagine what this does. I mean, think about just any of those bands that he was talking about. Not only is it one date in one arena, but you're trying to piece together an entire tour, right, for several of these buildings. How can we make this work down the road, buying ourselves a little time, making dates work out? There's a lot of process there. And, Darren, I can't verify this, but I believe the Darren and the Pork Chops concert has been moved to the conference room downstairs at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, like a very small
one. In front of no fans?
A very small one.
Yeah, I believe the wives' room in the Lexus Lounge is where.
That may be a little too big.
You want to have an atmosphere where it seems packed.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that room would be good.
You know.
Because all you need is about seven people in there, and it's a capacity crowd.
Sold out?
Yeah. By the time you put the band in there and then the seven people,
that's
it's
kind of like
sellout.
More our style. Yeah. It's rooms like that is where we get a lot of sellouts.
You like an intimate setting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
An intimate
absolutely.
Setting.
Could you tell everybody about the good folks at Lee Company?
I can. In fact, Lee Company just came out to our house. I tell you all the time about the annual checkups that we have because of the home maintenance plan, and we just had ours because, of course, the air conditioning is going to be an important thing here in the coming months, and that's part of the deal. When you're a home maintenance plan member, they come up every year to check your air conditioning unit. They do the same thing in the fall when it's time to check the heating. Same thing with the plumbing and electrical systems, and they make the recommendations from there. They evaluate it. They tell you where things are. Do you need some repairs? And if you do, you get discounts on those repairs. They'll check all of the stuff that they've done before. It's a really good system because overall you're going to get the best service and you're going to save the most money. Lee Company, the home maintenance plan, big sponsor of the Nashville Predators. You can go to leecompany.com and check out all of the services they have and even make an online appointment directly from there. Or you can call them at 615-567-1000. That's 615-567-1000 for Lee Company. Let their decades of expertise go to work for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.